many people make the mistake of hiring someone. If you do not have a clear process that already works, scripts and lead flow for these guys, they usually don't succeed that well.
Sell the metal!
Hey guys, my name is Chris Morrison. I am going to be releasing a 7-part series on how to create and build a $1 million team and what it takes to actually do so. This is going to be really important for you guys on how to understand what it is that you're going to need to do to actually create the outcomes you want, the life you want, the $1 million team who are unbelievably committed to working with you and creating the life that you said that you all wanted to together. This is going to be video number 3. You're going to love it. Enjoy it. This is terrible handwriting today. How to get results and then examples of what successful or success in that looks like, right? And this is what we call creating a playbook, right? Now, you need to have a playbook for a VA. You need to have a playbook for a media buyer if you want to hire one of them. You need to have a playbook for an account manager. You need to have a playbook for a setter. You need to have a playbook for a closer. You need to have a playbook for any management you choose to bring in. And the playbook needs to let them know what to do, the expectations of the role, how to get the results, and examples of what success looks like. So when they walk in, they know exactly what to do. What's really interesting is so many people make the mistake, and I'll use the example of an appointment setter because it's just so common, right? They make the mistake of hiring someone like an appointment setter, which realistically was set up to fail from the immediate second of them actually having started the whole idea of getting an appointment setter on. So the idea was like, you want to get an appointment setter on. And the usual reason is because if you think about the core concept and principle of what a setter should do for you, it's bring people to you who are already qualified and have a desire to change their situation in some way, shape, and form. Now, what's really interesting is that if you do not have a clear process that already works, scripts, and lead flow for these guys, they usually don't succeed that well. And where I see so many people go wrong is, and the best analogy I can think for this and have spoken about of in the past, but I love using, is like, if you were to throw someone into a kitchen who isn't a cook and maybe they have some experience cooking some meals or whatever it is, right? But you haven't given them any direction on what meal you actually want. You've just said, hey, I just want like a Thai meal or whatever it is, right? That's it. That's the whole direction that they've been given. But there's no guidance on what ingredients to use. There is no guidance on what the step-by-step process and how to, the cooking methodology or the instructions to actually make the meal. Then they have no utensils, right? The actual no pots, no pans, no stove, and no gas. And then they have no ingredients to do anything with as well. So what are we talking about there? There's no instructions, no tools, no ingredients, and no guidance, right? Now, you throw someone into a kitchen like that, and they're going to do the best that they can. However, the real issue there is that you haven't given them what they actually need to succeed. And they will go out and they will find some ingredients. So they'll do that. They will use their own intellect to create a meal that they hope that you like. They will then go and use whatever tools they can find. They might even borrow some from someone else, or maybe they own one of their own pans or whatever it is. And they might even go and grab some instructions from online for a meal, or whatever else it is at the same time too. And inside your head, what you wanted was pad thai, right? But because all you told them was, I just want a thai meal, they create a Penang curry, which is fucking delicious, just for context, right? It's delicious. The way that they've done it is amazing. And somehow, by who the fuck knows how they've done it, they've been able to create a meal for you that essentially was out of nothing, with no direction. You gave them no ingredients, no anything about that. They didn't know anything about it at all. They then put the Penang curry in front of you, and your response is, the fuck is this? That's if they're even able to actually create a meal at all, right? Because you didn't give them anything. This is kind of what happens with people when they're hiring setters. for what I see most people hire for anyway. There is no script. There is no leads. There is no avatar description of like qualifications and who should be there and all sort of stuff as well. And there is no guidance on what good versus bad is, right? Now, you bring a setter in and they have no clue on what it is that they should be asking someone or saying to someone to ensure that they are qualified to determine whether they are a good or a bad fit. And you've given them no leads to sift through, because the job of an appointment setter is actually to sift through existing leads to work out what it is that's going to work or what's not going to work, who's going to be a good fit, who's not going to be a good fit. The job isn't to go out and find people. The job is to work through the leads that you've already provided for them. Where most people go wrong is they usually give them nothing, right? And if by chance they have given them something, sometimes it's, hey, I know who I want, right? But they still give them no examples of what good and bad looks like. They give them no leads and they give them no script at all. Now, this sets almost 100% of appointment setters up for failure. And I can say this for strength, because one of the guys that you actually know really well, who runs a Get You an Appointment Setter offer, I bought into his offer. They said, yeah, man, it'll work out. It's all good. I had most of this in place, but I didn't have enough of the lead flow. And like, yeah, you'll be sweet. I didn't have enough lead flow. And the setter ended up fucking failing. Three setters ended up failing until someone finally said, like, dude, you need to get them more leads, right? Which became my responsibility and no one else's, if that makes sense, which is again where a huge part of offer linking came in from, because it actually solves a huge problem for that, which is gets you really highly targeted leads for the avatar that you want to work with and gets them inbound for you, and makes it really easy for, if you do want to hire an appointment setter one day, that you actually get to the point where there is people for them to sift through and they actually get the privilege of being able to make money, right? This is the same for all team. They need to know the instructions, what tools, the ingredients, and they need guidance on what good and bad is at the same time as well. This is what creating playbooks is all about, right? You need to be able to explain how you've done it, and you need to explain at a core understanding of like what good and bad is. You need to be able to show examples of that so someone can be able to walk in and actually physically see what all of that looks like. So I wonder if I actually have some examples. So let's go to set a playbook. Let's put that in. Set a playbook. One of the things that we actually help our clients create. There we go. So 2023 set a playbook. So mission, vision, values, shows throughout our product stuff, shows the qualifying scripts, shows examples and stacks of examples of those actual, shows examples and stacks of the examples of already won conversations and triage calls, commission structure, shows them through a daily activity plan of like how to actually do it. So like the instructions on how to win, and then gives them additional trainings and everything else to actually help support them to understand what they're doing and really know how to win in their role, right? This is where most people fuck up. They don't have playbooks that actually speak to the results that they want people to actually get in any way, shape, and form. And as a consequence of that, they don't win. As a consequence of that, they end up losing team, and team end up frustrated. They end up confused as to why the team are leaving. And this is something you need for all your team members, right? For whether it's media buyer or a virtual assistant or an account manager or an appointment setter or a closer, this is all stuff that you need playbooks on. And the really cool thing is we develop pretty much all of these. And then we help for the people that are working with us in like the team stuff type offer, creating $1 million leaders. You can use ours as a foundation, and you can even use a bunch of our training to help with that at the same time too. And essentially what we do is like when you're in predictable sales, we pretty much help you actually build out everything that would go into the playbooks, right? So for an account manager, we are helping you develop the actual examples, the processes and everything else as well that you would put into the playbook. For an appointment setter, we're helping you develop the scripts. We're helping you develop the examples of, once you've set things up yourself, you can actually show a setter, cool, this is how it's done, this is what bad looks like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everything in predictable sales is designed to actually help you build your playbooks while getting the results. And this is what I call systems thinking, right? So when you're doing the activity, I don't want you to be thinking about doing the activity for doing the activity's sake. I want you to be thinking about, I'm doing the activity so that I can actually create a world where the big picture here is that I'm doing this so I can build a playbook so someone else can come in and do this for me and actually succeed in such a huge way. And this is what I think too many people miss in the market. If you get that wrong, you'll never have a team that really actually back you. And if you get it right, you'll be able to scale whatever the fucking number you want, bring new team in. Someone leaves, you already have a playbook there for it at the same time as well. And you crush forever. Really cool. I think you'll love it. This is something that I think you should take away and use and run with consistently at the same time as well. In addition to that, once we have all those things in place, then we need to think about who we're hiring, what we're hiring for. Hope this is helpful. If you guys like it, comment below. Say it was fucking awesome. If you think I'm crazy, comment below. Say the same thing too. If you have some hate, comment below and say the same thing as well. Like, subscribe, all that shit. If you want to work with us and find out how we can help you solve the main problems in your business, reach out and do that at the same time too. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on the other side.